Roo, the Premier's on the line. There's a fair bit to ask about. Will we get out of lockdown tomorrow night? Are we on target? Let's find out. Stephen Marshall, good morning.
Morning, Dits. Good morning, Roo. Good morning to all your listeners. Look, the good news from overnight is no serious escalation. So we're on day six of our seven-day lockdown, and I think we're on track to lifting those restrictions as of midnight tomorrow night. And I think that's a great credit to every single person in South Australia for abiding by those restrictions, getting themselves tested. I mean, if you think about it, Dits, it was only a week ago that we found out about this. 2:30 a.m. last Monday, we find out about this community transmission. Goodness gracious, hasn't South Australia moved fast to get on top of this? It's a very different situation in other parts of the country at the moment. Some pretty depressed people waking up over there in New South Wales this morning.
Yeah, there are. Two questions from my house, Premier. First one from my wife. A school's going to open on Wednesday.
Look, that's the intention, Roo. Look, I want to get kids back to school. I want to get hospitality open. I want to get construction moving. I want to get retail open. We've got to do it safely. But I think South Australia's done so well. There might have been a little bit of complacency edging in a week or two ago. That is completely gone. I think South Australians don't want extended lockdowns here in our state, so they've worked very, very hard. I can't tell you how proud, how grateful I am to every single South Australian.
Yep, indeed. Premier, the two main places we've talked about a lot over the last week, Tenafee Creek Winery, the Greek on Halifax. Now, back to Friday, the numbers weren't good at those that had gone and got themselves tested, but watching the news last night, that's improved greatly by the look of it. Everyone has actually gone and had the test done, am I right?
Absolutely, and what we've done is put them in what we call directed quarantine. So this is different from lockdown. Lockdown, you can go out and do your exercise for 90 minutes, you can go down to retail. Directed quarantine, you can't leave home. This is a really tough ask for these people, and we are very grateful for every person who is very strictly abiding by that quarantine order, because that means that we're in a much better position to open up for the rest of the state. So these are our heroes. These are the people that are doing the right thing, which means that we stay safe. You imagine if you were, well, take for example New South Wales. Every day they say, well, look, we've got however many new cases. Then they say, well, look, these are the ones that have been out and about in the community. That must be soul destroying. We just haven't had those to date. I don't want to have those, because when we don't have those, it means that we're in a much better position to open up. And can I also say, guys, the testing rates over the last 3 days have been absolutely through the roof. 23,000 3 days in a row in South Australia, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. The good news is that there's very, very short delays at any of the sites at the moment. You can go and get yourself tested. You can be out in less than an hour. In fact, people are telling me they're in and out in 15 minutes max at the moment. And the turnaround times from the lab also very good. So you'll get your SMS very, very quickly at the moment, under 12 hours, telling you whether or not you need to go and see SA Health. But the good news is, overnight, no serious escalation whatsoever. I'm very grateful to every South Australian.
So any cases at all, Steve?
Well, look, we update every day, late morning. Today, we're just trying to work out whether it's 11 or 11.30, because we've got Cabinet as well this morning. And we want to give the Transition Committee as much time as possible, because I think everybody's trying to work out, okay, if we lift the lockdown, what does that mean? We won't go back to exactly where we were. We had the lowest level restrictions in the country, and we're still very concerned about New South Wales. But what we do want to do is get as many people back to work as possible, kids back at school, and try to get back to a sense of normality in a staged way here in South Australia. So we want to give the Transition Committee as much time as possible to give us some insight into the very best way for us to come out of this. They've got the responsibility of looking at all of these restrictions from three perspectives: health, jobs, well-being.
I think they've got it pretty right so far. I'm reading a lot about other parts of the world and how pushy they're starting to get with vaccinations, Premier. Are you going to up the ante a bit in that regard, or are you going to start pushing for teachers to get vaccinated and nurses and all medical people? I know we've got it in aged care, but are we going to crank it up a little bit, or are you just going to keep sort of cruising along like we are?
No, look, my strong message is that vaccination is our pathway out of this. We have been very constrained in Australia because of that ATAGI advice regarding the AstraZeneca, but we do have more of the Pfizer and also of the Moderna vaccine, which is coming in later next month and also in September. So, look, when people are eligible, I'm saying the very best thing they can do for themselves, for their families, for the entire state, actually, is to go and get vaccinated. That's our pathway out of this, and it is very, very important. We can see the consequences when it doesn't happen. We know that the transmissibility of the disease is seriously reduced for those people that are vaccinated. And we also know for people who do get the disease, that the symptoms are very, very much lower for those people who have been vaccinated. So there's every reason in the world to get vaccinated when you're eligible. A huge proportion of the South Australian population is already eligible. So I'm just saying, go online, book a slot, get down and get yourself vaccinated as quickly as possible. And as of the end of next month, a massive increase in doses. So we hope to chew through all of those people who haven't been vaccinated as quickly as possible now.
Final question, Premier. After midnight tomorrow night, have you thought about restrictions moving forward? And I'm talking about pubs, restaurants, those sorts of things. How tight and stringent will it be?
We'll have more to say about that today and again tomorrow. Look, they're doing their final work. It's a balancing act. On the one hand, you want to get as many people back to work as possible. But on the other hand, we've got to make sure we don't have to do this again. We don't want to be in and out of lockdown. The people of South Australia have done such a mighty effort over the last 5 days, 6 days today, 7 days tomorrow. We don't want to be back in it. So we don't want to go just a little bit too fast and then have a relapse. So we'll take it sensibly. But our goal is to get as many people back to work and all of our students back to school on Wednesday, as many people as we possibly can.
Good on you, Premier. Thanks so much again. Very, very generous with his time, Roo, our Premier, Stephen Marshall.